Everybody to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. We post a new episode once a week on Saturdays, so make sure that you follow Super Humanistic on all socials and hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Last week, we talked about male Kegels, or I should say I talked about, as you took the episode off and did your own episode as well. So, fellas, if you want to learn more about male Kegels, all the benefits that those provide to you, such as incontinence and sexual health, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to take on the fascinating topic of rapid aging at two stages in life, which are at the ages of 44 and 60. We'll talk about why those ages are significant when it comes to aging, and also share some strategies that can help you keep feeling vital and also age gracefully. You want to make sure you keep that vitality going, so we'll have some information on that for you. So make sure you stay tuned. I'll kick it off with a little bit of information about why those ages are significant. Age 44, reason being, you're kind of in that middle stage of life. You're probably successful in various degrees of your career, and you're probably taking on quite a bit of demands when it comes to your career, typically around that age. So that's one reason why that can kind of weigh on you. Also, you typically have a lot of family responsibilities. Perhaps you might have some kids or children, and that can also take up a lot of your time and cause some stress in your life as well if it's not managed properly. And then lifestyle choices can kind of catch up to you at that point in your life. If you've been a drinker all through your 20s or 30s or a smoker, those kind of bad habits are typically starting to catch up with you as your body's not able to recover from those habits as quickly as it used to when you were younger. When it comes to 60, the body just undergoes a lot of physiological changes at that point in your life. The aging process really begins to kick in. You're starting to see that decreased muscle mass, the slower metabolism, and the changes in hormonal levels. So those changes can contribute to a decline in health and vitality. So now we're going to jump into some strategies that you can implement into your life now, no matter how old you are, to either prevent the rapid aging at those ages or to slow those effects down if you've already reached those ages.
Yeah, so like my husband was saying, it really is like those, the lifestyle that we're living, and then like our molecules are actually changing as well as we age. So this is pretty new topic that's being studied by scientists, and what they are finding is that we generally think like we are aging in some like a linear process, right? Like every year we are growing older, our molecules, our microbes are also growing older each year. But what they're finding is that it's not so linear, that those two ages, 40s, like 44, and then 60, they're finding like a burst of your molecules changing rapidly. So it is really important to take those proactive steps in our health to be able to prevent that burst from being as impactful. Still gonna happen, but there are ways of preventing it so that it's not as extreme for our health. So with that, your alcohol metabolism, right, is naturally gonna slow down. So avoiding alcohol, drinking it very moderately, that way your metabolism and your microbes in your gut are able to keep the good microbes there instead of dying off with the alcohol that we consume. Also focusing on your cardiovascular health. So again, with those microbes and molecules accelerating with age, it also leaves us more prone for like cardiovascular disease. Our skin and muscle function is also shifting when we reach our 40s. So keeping up with our regular workout routine, also making sure that you're getting your cardiovascular activity in. So whatever cardio you are going to do, whether it be walking for 30 minutes, running, but keeping that stamina up especially before you reach your 40s. And then obviously you want to focus too on what you're eating, which is all of our episodes that we really are talking about, in order to reduce that risk of those cells aging as quickly. And I think you have some more for the 40s.
Yeah, as I mentioned there, when you're in your mid-40s, you might be taking on a lot of additional stress. So you may want to make sure that you're managing your stress. As my wife mentioned, we do a ton of episodes about managing stress. Some of those key ways to do that are meditation, deep breathing, and also yoga. So make time to make sure that you practice mindfulness, but you can also enjoy some hobbies and things that you enjoy as well. We talked about, you know, kind of a balanced diet, health, regular exercise, and those type of things. So that's important, especially strength training, because you want to be able to maintain that muscle mass and that bone density as you age. Sleep quality is super important. We like to use a Fitbit to monitor our sleep. It's just a great way that, for some reason, helps you sleep better when you're able to see how much REM you got, how much deep sleep you got, and what that sleep score is. We like to compare ours every morning. It's kind of fun, but it's super important to make sure that you're getting those 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. So we do have some episodes about that as well and how to improve your sleep. So go back and listen to those. And then social connections. You want to maintain those strong social connections with friends and family. If you don't have any of those social connections going on right now, then you need to take action to create some. Perhaps you can join some sort of group, whether it's a cooking class or exercise group, or really just anything that you can, that you have a hobby or activity that you're interested in, and you can join other people in doing that. Also, church is a great way to join groups or meet people as well and really start making those connections. Mm. So I think next we're going to jump into the strategies for what to do to prevent that rapid aging at 60. And
well, yeah, like a lot of the same strategies from your 40s, just a continuation of it. So maintaining your muscle mass, so that strength training is really important as you reach your 60s to continue with strength training. And then also your diet, of course, is going to be huge. You want to, in your 60s, especially, avoid those carbs. So really trying to find more whole foods that you're eating and avoiding any carbs. Our bodies, your body is not able to process it as well when you reach 60. So not having your body work on processing the carbs will also then leave it to be able to process through those other foods that you're eating and to better manage the cells. To keep you younger.
All right. Yeah, that's super important there as you age. Got to keep moving and got to keep eating healthy, as we preach on this podcast all the time. But also, as you get older, very important to maintain some sort of mental stimulation. So puzzles, reading, learning new skills, or taking up a new hobby is super important. I know we like to take time to read each and every day for at least 10 to 15 minutes minimum. And it's super important to continue to read and keep those connections of neurons going in your brain, and also learn a new skill. Pick up a guitar, learn the drums, anything like that would be a great way to maintain that mental stimulation. Super important is to make sure that you have a primary doctor, and also, depending on as you age, you also need specialists in your life. For a man, that could be a urologist, and you really want to start building a team of trusted doctors that you can rely on and that you know are good, and make sure that you're going for those regular health checkups and screenings to catch any issues early on. Keep that positive mindset. Again, really just having a positive outlook on life, staying in the moment, and only focusing on the things that you can truly control. Staying hydrated, especially as your skin starts to get wrinkly, is important. So make sure that you're getting enough water each day and really supporting your body's overall function. So make sure that you follow Superhumanistic on everything so you never miss another episode. Make sure that you share this episode with someone that you love so they can get more health and wellness tips and start implementing those tips into their lives to live a longer, healthier, happier life. Aging is a natural part of life, but with the right strategies, you can navigate these critical stages, and you can also make sure that you're eating a well-balanced diet, staying active, and reducing those stressors in your life. And when you do that, you can prevent rapid aging at these two stages in your life and be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.